So I mean, I remember these various doctors. I mean, because Dr. Gordon retired, and then we had a Dr. Rudin, and he was a specialist doctor as well in what they call it now, tropical medicine. He used to go to the Hospital of Tropical Diseases, and I think he used to go to the Royalty as well. So. Yeah. And he was there after Dr. Galton, yeah. And he was a very good doctor. I've always had good, I mean, I can't fault anything there. I mean, I've always had very good doctors, always had good doctors. Then we had Dr. King after Dr. Rudin, who also was an osteopath. He treated my mum. Yeah. No, he said, I can't treat you under National Health, he said, because you're a patient. So he said, you can come and see me privately. Well, mum didn't see him privately, but what he said to my mum, when she had a problem with her slip disc, he said, go over Finchley Park and walk on rough grass. And which she did, and it helped her slip disc. Yeah. So that was Dr. King. He was also an osteopath. Yeah. And after Dr. King, then we had Dr. Cass. And we had him for quite a long, many years. Mm-hmm. And he unfortunately passed away. And while we were there, well, at that time when Dr. Cass was there, there was a doctor who committed suicide, sadly. Dr. Vish McCann, I think his name was. He just got a little practice there. So that was very sad. And then it became a group practice, and they got group practices then, I think.
Yeah.
We had joined the Heron practice with Dr. Miller, and she was a lovely, lovely doctor, Dr. Miller. And she was also a homeopath. And she helped my mum with homeopathy. And she even sent my mum, because mum had lots of problems with arthritis, because she had problems, and she sent her to the homeopathy hospital. So every doctor somehow have got their interests. So this stuff happens like that, really. Oh yeah, it's one of it for years. Everybody stayed there for years. Like Dr. Miller was there many years, about 10. Then she transferred to, I think, Somerset. Heron practice came in 1985, because I've just been to a forum to find out, and there are doctors there who from the 87 who are senior partners now, and I did check, it's 1985 that Heron practice, and because there's a group practice there now, there's about six doctors, and I'm under Dr. Littleton, but they're all very, very good. I mean, you can't fault them, you know, and they were wonderful to my mother. When my mum, unfortunately, last 5 years she was housebound, she broke her hip and she had to have care. And they used to come and cross the road. I mean, it's true, it's only across the road. But she used to come over and see mum. And wonderful they were. I can't speak highly of it, even now. And the services, like blood tests, and everything's done very well. Follow-ups, very caring. Very, very caring. Yeah, very caring.